This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. Today used to be known as George Washington's birthday. Gayla Cawley writes on itemlive.com, after one suspect was arraigned in Peabody District Court on Tuesday for the weekend double homicide on Farm Avenue, authorities are warning the public to be on the lookout while the second suspect remains at large. Police are searching for 39-year-old Wes Doughty, who was wanted in the killing of Mark Greenlaw, 37, and 39-year-old Jennifer O'Connor. The couple's bodies were discovered Saturday night in a home at 19 Farm Avenue. Both victims were thought to have been living there, and investigators learned that they were dating. A search of their respective Facebook profiles shows that the couple was engaged. Essex County District Attorney Jonathan Blodgett is warning the public that Doughty, who is considered to be armed and dangerous, should not be approached. State police detectives assigned to District Attorney's Office obtained an arrest warrant for Doughty on Saturday. State and Peabody police have been actively pursuing him since that time, according to the DA's office. If anyone sees Doughty or knows his whereabouts, you are asked to call 911 or the Massachusetts State Police immediately at 1-800-527-8873. The state police number again, 1-800-527-8873. And, of course, more on this story in today's Item Live by Gayla Cawley. Plans are coming together for the property in Saugus that formerly was home to the Hilltop Steakhouse. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Bethany Doan writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn. With initial approval in place for the redevelopment of the Hilltop Steakhouse site, residents are invited to tour the property alongside officials on March 11. The Planning Board accepted a proposal for Davis Square Architects to review Avalon Bay Community's master plan for a $100 million mixed-use development. Both the master plan review and the site plan public hearings until the next meeting. Plans include turning the 13.9-acre site into a residential and retail mecca. The frontage will house a one-story retail space, and three four-story residential buildings will be in the rear. The site will be pedestrian-friendly, too, with multiple sidewalks and good connectivity. The residential space will have a total of 280 studio and one-bedroom and two-bedroom apartments and a one-story clubhouse with an outdoor swimming pool. Parking will be evenly distributed among the separate buildings, with additional parking under two residential buildings. Retaining walls will help reduce noise and light from headlight beams, and a deceleration lane going in and out of the lot will help stream the traffic. There is more on the details of this project in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that a group of Massachusetts women whose efforts to block President Donald Trump's inauguration were twice rejected last month has filed a new challenge with the U.S. Supreme Court. This time, they are calling for the group to appoint a special master to investigate the alleged influence by Russian operatives on the presidential election and the need for a new nationwide vote. Mark Small, an Indiana-based constitutional attorney, confirmed that the writ and a suit filed against Trump and other defendants, including Vice President Michael Pence, members of Congress, and other parties, was filed and entered late Friday on behalf of petitioners Nancy Goodman of Rockport, Donna Sulalter Toman of Gloucester, and Diane Bloomstein of Brighton. Left up in the air as of late Tuesday was whether there was any chance the Supreme Court would consider seeking a special master to probe the alleged election cyber attacks or take any other action. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News that Danvers Town Manager Steve Bartha has disbanded the Downtown Improvement Committee in a move to create a new group focused on economic development throughout the town. The idea, he said, is to create a global group called the Danvers Business Council that would look at economic development issues throughout the town related to a wide variety of businesses, not just the downtown merchants. He's quoted as saying, "We want to broaden the conversation around economic development." At the same time, members of the former Downtown Improvement Committee has formed a new group independent of Town Hall called the Danvers Business Association. The new group plans to hold its meeting on March 14 at 8 a.m. in Tapley Memorial Hall, 13 Page Street, according to Tom Manuel, a businessman who co-owns the landmark Fossa building in Danvers Square. And again, more on this story in today's Salem News, written by Ethan Foreman. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.